keeping you informed. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. In Great Bend, a group of Jefferson Elementary fifth graders created the Jet Gazette. J.P. Bizette explains.
It's a student-run newspaper published every Friday, led by Maverick Wilson, Brock Bauer, and Cody Landerman. The team writes before school, during recess, and after hours. They cover sports recaps, jokes, book picks, and school events like the Scholars Bowl. The paper even reaches every classroom. The students recently presented their project to the USD 428 school board, showing how a small idea turned into a school-wide hit.
Governor Laura Kelly directed flags throughout the state to be flown at half-staff from sunup to sundown on Sunday in recognition of National Fallen Firefighters Memorial Day. In the announcement, the governor said it's an opportunity to honor Kansas firefighters for their tireless work and ensure their sacrifice will never be forgotten. So flags at half-staff from sunup to sundown on Sunday. The red and blue ribbon is a symbol used for International Firefighters Day, traditionally worn on lapels. This is Kansas Information Network News.
The voice of agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
President Trump announced a 90-day pause in the reciprocal tariffs in place on many U.S. trading partners. Dave Salmonson, Senior Director of Government Affairs for Farm Bureau, says there was one significant exception to the pause, China, which actually saw an increase in tariffs.
We've got a 125% additional tariff on Chinese goods, and they had retaliated and said, well, we're going to put up to an 84% tariff on U.S. goods going into China.
Salmonson says expect negotiations to take place in the coming weeks.
I think a lot of the countries will be engaging in discussions with the administration, see what kind of a deal they can work out in exchange for, again, reducing their tariffs.
Stay tuned to FB.org for the latest updates, and listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. A frost advisory begins at 1 a.m. tomorrow morning and remains in effect until 9 a.m. tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms today. Otherwise, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. High temperatures reach up to 62. Northwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, 48.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Kansas State head men's basketball coach Jerome Tang announced the hiring of assistant coach Bill Peterson on Tuesday. Peterson and Tang have ties back to their time at Baylor together. Peterson has a wealth of experience from all sorts of college basketball up to the NBA and G League level. Tim Fitzgerald, GoPowerCat.com, joined 580 WIBW in Topeka to discuss the hiring.
I think having a veteran on the bench, let's be really blunt here, having someone who's seen a lot of basketball, coached a lot of basketball, been in the trenches at all levels and been a teacher of the game, that's probably a good hire. I like that finally. Guys, this hit me hard. Something's really hit me hard covering primarily men's basketball and football this past couple of years. That I'm older than both the head coaches. And that's not easy to deal with. I used to be the young reporter, the guy, the kind of feisty guy, and I'm the old fart. So Coach Peterson's older than me, so welcome, Coach. Thanks for coming to town.
Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
The Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
President Trump announced a 90-day pause in the reciprocal tariffs in place on many U.S. trading partners. Dave Salmonson, Senior Director of Government Affairs for Farm Bureau, says there was one significant exception to the pause, China, which actually saw an increase in tariffs.
We've got a 125% additional tariff on Chinese goods, and they had retaliated and said, well, we're going to put up to an 84% tariff on U.S. goods going into China.
Salmonson says expect negotiations to take place in the coming weeks.
I think a lot of the countries will be engaging in discussions with the administration, see what kind of a deal they can work out in exchange for, again, reducing their tariffs.
Stay tuned to FB.org for the latest updates, and listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors. Nick's Pasture Clearing LLC. If what you need done involves a skid steer, give Nick's Pasture Clearing North of Downs a call. And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
It's a star-studded field today in Beloit at the 85th Annual Beloit Relays. Gates open at 9 a.m. Field events start at 10. Preliminary and running starts at 11 a.m. 13 3A, 4A teams, including Beloit, Abilene, Chapman, Clay Center, Concordia, Ellsworth, Hoisington, Marion, Minneapolis, Riley County, Russell, Southeast of Saline, and Hayes of TMP will compete in the 3A, 4A division. 17 teams in the 1A, 2A division, including Beloit, St. John's, Bennington, Clifton, Clyde, El Saline, Lakeside, Lincoln, Logan, Osborne, Pike Valley, Republic County, Rock Hills, Salina, Sacred Heart, Smith Center, Sylvan, Lucas, Tescott, Tipton, Catholic, and Washington. Beloit seniors will be honored at 3:30 right after the 200-meter run. Addison Budke, Tatum Seifert, Kat Gray, Demetrius Dunnigan, Jaden Mosier, Brody Boudreaux, Sophia Thompson, Brooks Jones, Ashton Loomis, Eli Johnson, and Cassandra Thompson. To say that the Beloit girls have put on a dominating display this year, including racking up 25 total medals in most of all the last three track and field events, including 10 gold, 10 silver, and 5 bronze. They scored an impressive 191 points at their last meet at Fellsburg. The Lady Trojans have been led by two-time defending shot put champion Tatum Seifert, who will lead the charge of the field events today, claiming gold in both the shot put and discus the last three meets. Ashley Loomis has been victorious in the pole vault the last three meets. Brecken Boudreaux continues to jump well in the long jump. Watch for sprinters and hurdlers, especially Dakota Gray, who is now healthy and running in the 100-meter hurdles. Bentley Pruitt has been atop the podium in the 100-meter dash in the last several meets, and the 4x100-meter relay team has not been beat of Pruitt, Gray, Scarlett Ledwig, and Boudreaux. Addie Budke, Adam Lorenz, and Reese Richards have added silver medals in the last three meets. Addie Budke in the shot put, Adam Lorenz in the javelin, Ledwig in the 100-meter hurdles and 300-meter hurdles. Reese Richards had added some distance running in the 800 and 3200-meter runs. Gray in the 200-meter dash and the 4x400 relay team has been solid. Pruitt in the pole vault, Budke in the javelin, Lorenz in the long jump, and Boudreaux in the 100-meter dash have added third-place medals the last three meets. They are contenders to run away with this meet today. The Beloit Trojans have been solid, finishing fourth in three of the last four meets, including 90 points last week at Phelpsburg. Eli Johnson continues to throw well, winning gold in the shot put and discus. Brooks Jones has added three consecutive gold meets, winning the javelin. And Henry Tice is starting to creep up into the podium with silver medals in the pole vault. Brody Boudreaux has been solid in the shot put, Jacob Hand in the 400-meter run, and Parker Lund in the 300-meter hurdles. Watch for the 3A, 4A competition to be Beloit's to take the gold, silver, and bronze in many events today.